non-illegitimatus carborundum, which means don't let the grind you down. And they said, don't you think that's mighty strong language to be using right here on the Bozo Show? Now if an order was to come down from the Pope, the Catholics ain't allowed to smoke no dope. If they couldn't get high, would they feel real low? And would they get pissed off down in Mexico? And if Mayor John Lindsay was to propose, the old cow cutter cast had to wear clothes, would they still come all the way from Kokomo just to dig the show? What if Eldridge Cleaver was to devise a plan for the Black Panther Party of America to be merged with the Ku Klux Klan? And if Richard Nixon made Spiro Agnew the new ambassador to Timbuktu, if he really was to do it, well, do you guess it'd improve his relationship with CBS? What if Lester Maddox was to pass a law that the black population of Georgia had to be moved into Arkansas? Oh, would it make Orville Faubus sore and start a two-state civil war? Would they ask the government for federal aid to buy a pickaxe handle to raise the blade? Told them her views on Vietnam, would they make her an honorary minute man? And if Governor Wallace was to come unglued and run for president in 72, could he carry all of the southern states with Julian Bond for a running mate? Now if the CIA and the IRS and the FCC found out that J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI owned stock in AT&T, and the UAW and the BNO and the AFL, CIO and the ICC and the BVDs and the LSU and UCLA and the OEO and the KKK and the PTA.